The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
Ain't that some shit?
It's part of the show. It's one of the characters, nigga. He's needed.
We don't have weed. We not doing the show.
It's hard times. Niggas need to hustle.
We just get on the grind so we can get back to the show and get right.
Make some shit.
Look, I have no problems with weed. I have no problems with anybody smoking weed. I don't even have a problem with you working out and smoking while you work out. But don't tell me that it ain't stupid. Don't tell me that smoking while you do strenuous activities is good for your health.
It just seemed like a bad idea.
This nigga said, do your research.
What research?
Bro.
Hey, now, you know what, though?
At what point in time in life has smoke ever been good for your lungs?
I hear you, but we in 2023 where niggas have apparently researched everything and put studies on the internet. So when you go do your research, you can find some bullshit to back up your argument. And the only reason I know that is because when I went to the internet to find help with growing weed, I kept getting contradicting fucking stories. It was like, nah, you're supposed to do it this way. Nah, you're supposed to do it this way. And then when it's like, you got a specific question, there's four different fucking answers.
And they all contradict each other.
Yeah.
So basically, don't listen to any of y'all and just do what the fuck I feel. All right.
Yeah. So if you feel like smoking weed while you work out, good
for your
you.
Best way of doing it, good for you, buddy.
But
you do that shit.
But
if I was your fucking trainer, this is the moment where I either make the decision where I'm not going to train you anymore.
Or I quit. Oh, is that what you want to do? All right.
It's like, or I'm about to be such an asshole to you.
It's like, so I'm going to
charge
you.
You'll never want to work out again.
I'm going to charge you for half the session and just get on out of here.
Stupidity, bro. You can't make it up with the people online, bro.
That shit's hilarious.
It's like you have to be right about everything. Things that don't matter. I made a bullshit comment that didn't mean anything.
Niggas got in their feelings.
And they really got upset.
I mean, they was probably in the video, though.
I did not think of that.
Yo, we gotta look at their picture now.
I did not think of that.
You know, they was hella hype on it, bro. You got to look. Was it on their page? Whose page was it on?
I don't even know. But somebody said something about my page. It was like, because my comment was stupidity at its finest. And somebody was like your page. And I was like, oh.
Thank you for looking.
You look.
Make sure you follow me.
Oh, man. Now I got to know. C. Bain. Let me see. Did this nigga actually comment?
I
didn't even think to look.
Bro, I bet he didn't, but somebody in the video
did. He know. Nah, I don't see him.
That's funny as hell, dog. Now, on a television show. Hey, guys, I didn't intro the last one, so let's do it the right time this one.
We was on some bullshit, that's why.
That shit was hilarious. We had to get into that Drake album, bro.
I didn't get no water.
I didn't know who the dogs were.
I think he has dogs, bro. I think that's some bullshit.
Hey, no, the acronym Fat D. You know, he be on that shit.
For all the Fat D that you take in your life? What are you talking about?
I don't know, dog.
Didn't you say he said he was bi on the record?
On one of the records. That's some shit. And did you see the video when he had the little colorful things in his hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that mean that?
I don't know, dog. I don't know. I didn't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it now. Hey, I'm Haluno. This is the Straight Dope Show. I hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. We are on episode 299, dog. The next time we do this,
it will be 300.
Absolutely. I might have to take off work.
Are we going to watch 300?
No.
Are we going to quote 300 when we do the show? Throughout the show?
I don't know that movie like that.
Why?
Because it's white, and I don't like white shit like that.
I mean, I feel you.
This nigga's lying. But you lying. Like, oh, he watches white shows. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
You was the one that told me to watch that Bad Teacher shit.
What?
The one with, what's her name? Is it Jennifer Lawrence? The one that did the Hunger Game movies that had a show about teachers and stuff.
I didn't do that. Or
it wasn't teachers?
Don't put that on me.
Was she single? She had a show, nigga, and you told me to watch it.
Don't put that on me.
It was her.
I didn't do shit.
You said, watch this shit. We watching this. This is good. You put me on it. So HBO. That's when you had HBO.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You lying. Okay. Nah, you know what I did watch, though? I did watch Ahsoka. And...
You watched Ahsoka?
I watched the whole shit.
What? 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 For real?
Yeah.
You loved it, didn't you? It was great, wasn't it?
It was all right.
Nigga, what?
That shit was okay. It was definitely nothing to write home about. And, yeah. I'd have, like... You know what I hate about Star Wars?
What?
Like, this is just overarching. Niggas don't stay dead.
Who is it that you wanted to stay dead?
Ezra. Nigga, everybody should
he
still...
He was never dead.
But I'm saying, though, it's one of those things where these niggas be in situations where they should die or disappear forever. Or, like, you can't go back and get him, right? Like, if you go where he at, then you ass is there, too. Right, like you.
But they kind of did.
Nah, niggas, they brought Ezra back. They went to where he at, and brought him back.
We had to use the purgles, though.
No, niggas, don't bring niggas back. You should have stayed over there.
But in the cartoon, when he went off with the purgles, it was fine. So when the purgles came back, and they were like, "Hey, this is our opportunity to go try to find this nigga,"
I want niggas,
and they both said. We Bruh. Don't actually know if they're going to take us to him.
Yeah.
Leap of faith.
Uh-huh.
Was it good enough for you?
No.
Damn.
No.
I thought that was good execution there, because you kind of write yourself into a hole.
I see what you're saying, but I'm like, it did, like, the emotional strings weren't pulled hard enough.
With Ezra, and... no, but everything else.
But that's... it was all about him.
No?
Them is the only parts I paid attention to.
Don, the blue nigga, his first scene, bro, didn't even do anything. It was just his dialogue, and it was like, damn, nah, this nigga setting the tone.
I seen it, but again, but he wasn't a big bad for the show. It's just his character set up for a nigga later on. Like, nigga,
stop. It was like the Jonathan Majors kind of thing.
Huh?
Like, yeah. When he came in to end Loki.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, nigga, I don't give a fuck about you.
This was great.
I don't give a fuck about you because I ain't seen you do nothing gangster.
But you saw it in the cartoon, nigga. You saw the cartoon.
I did.
This is the extended version of that. We about to keep doing this.
They could have left this shit out. This was not needed.
This was so well executed.
It was. I'm not saying it wasn't done well. I'm saying it wasn't needed. There's a difference. You can be done really well.
Man. What is? How is it not needed? We about to go into the movies. They about to turn the books into the movies. We about to get a new trilogy out of this. Thawne is about to be the shit. He about to take over, nigga. The dark side about to win again.
I'm being honest, Doug. I really think this was unnecessary. And it would have if there's going to be a new trilogy
based on this.
This should have been part of the first one. Instead of the first movie? Yeah, instead of, yes.
We rolling shows, series, we tying this all together, bro. We getting as much as this as we can. Just like how they doing in the Marvel
thing. Yeah, and they canceling shit. Because niggas is tired of the bullshit, bro. That, like, you stretching out bullshit ass stories, dog. Like,
I feel you on that. Like, now, but wait. The difference is Star Wars has not executed on their movies, their last three movies, as well as they have with these shows and what they seem to be wanting to do.
Their execution is based off of how, of like, the directors and all that other shit that...
All I'm saying is it's working.
No, it's not.
It's not working for Marvel, but it has been working for Star Wars.
It's because of the control of who has the shows. Marvel is more of a top-down, nigga, this is how we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And Star Wars is like, this is the story we're telling. We'll let you tell it. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. But my point is fatigue on all of these shits when all you doing is telling us the in-between stories when, nigga, it could be filled in with some dialogue and a way better movie. Like, if Thrawn's first appearance is in this show and not in the first movie of the next trilogy, it's kind of dumb. Like, bro, because that you could have made his
We speeded past all of that, and then when you get the movie, it's going to be set at a whole different. Because you're going to get another season before they even do the movie. You're going to get another season of another, like, some more build up to this. It's not. That's why I think it's good. For me, I'm not even a movie person because you can't flesh shit out this well. This is why I like series, because you can flesh shit out. This entire Ahsoka series right now has been fleshing this out. But this moment that you said was not necessary.
No, it's not, because
that hurt.
You. It's not. Everybody's like, you're making it so you want everybody to watch all the shit, but people aren't going to do that. If you're not a movie person, you're not going to watch all the movies. You might do because that you
I like the Star Wars, though.
I'm saying, as a general person, nigga, if I watch TV shows, I'm going to watch the shows and not watch the movies.
I get what your argument is. Because we've gone through this before with the other thing.
Yeah.
With the DC, like, and other ones.
And it's like, dog, when you break down Thrawn's first appearance, like, major appearance.
You want to know who he is
in the
movie.
That shit should be cinematic. Like, yeah. Hella hit. No,
I feel it from this perspective.
Mm-hmm, that's where I'm at.
As a...
If you
were
Star Wars,
this is the greatest shit we could get.
I can understand that.
But if you're not that big of a fan, I 100% get you, because you're not going to understand what's going on. I'm not going to be tied to what's happening.
You use the details from the shows
that means into
the
nothing
movies,
to me.
And I'm like, nigga, how did that even happen? Like, bruh, that none of that shit matters to me when I'm watching, when I tuned in to Han Solo. Like, I don't know shit. I'm watching this like I ain't never seen this shit before ever. And it's like, okay, cool, I could buy in, kind of, right? But there weren't, if they had all these shows around it, we got a whole show on Lando, and then he just got a couple lines in the movie. What the fuck is the point? Like, what, like, or if I'm trying to keep up and I'm watching all this shit and you're not paying off. If Thrawn is fucking Thanos, right? Why is his appearance not big cinematic news? It shows up on this show because you want us to watch this show for the ratings, not because it's better to tell the story. It's because you want us to watch this show. Nigga, like, it's not...
You right. But...
Fuck out of here.
We want you to watch everything.
Nah, but
we're trying to make it...
No, but that's what I'm...
Well done, so that you do actually watch
But that's
everything.
The thing, though, is I'm not... Nigga, people only have so much time. If you an adult, right? let's just put it like this. You an adult. You got 8 hours at work.
How do you handle that? I'm sorry.
All the time. You got 8 hours at work. You got 8 hours to sleep, right? You got 8 hours to do whatever you got to do outside of that. Mm-hmm. So you want me to invest my spare time in watching all of these shows in these movies and things to keep track of a story that y'all keep fucking bullshitting with? It's like, I don't have the time, bro. I'm gonna show up and watch the movie, nigga, I might sit down and watch binge the show every now and then, but I'm not gonna come back every time when y'all come out with a new show to say, oh, this is season two and it's gonna give you the details on this other shit that you need to watch before you watch this 3-hour fucking movie.
You know what also kind of makes me another type of person for this? I watch anime that has like 600,000 episodes, like, yeah. One Piece. You know, it's like,
there's
so many stories. And if I'm sitting here, as a friend, because it's like I've tried to tell so many people to watch, and I understand the concept of I don't have the time for this. I understand that you don't have the time to watch 300 episodes of anything.
Well, it's like, it's also like, how much do I really like this shit in comparison to the finite amount of time I have and the other shit that I like? Do I want to
spend it on this universe or anything that they're doing? I understand.
When I come to you and I'm underwhelmed by what I see, nigga, I'm.
But that's the part that kind of hurts. It's not. That, let me understand.
I'll tell you why. I'm underwhelmed only because all of the new movies and shit like this, even though they're well made, they seem cheap.
I didn't feel like this. Like, was cheap.
Have you seen.
Does this seem cheap to you? Because I didn't think
so. It looked like all the other ones, which doesn't immerse me in the field. It's like a Marvel movie, bro. How I'm looking at them and I'm like, I know that's green screen. I can tell. It's the same way as looking at this. Is it's like those it's are better than those. The sets are nicer, right? But it don't immerse me into this world. It's oh, that's a nice set.
Damn, you are like really hard to just.
It's not impress. Though because they just made the creator, bro. And I tuned into that for a few, and I'm like,
this is good.
Nick, I buy in.
Is it good?
Yeah. All right, cool. But it was like watching. It's any of those things, bro. It's the way.
Did you watch Westworld?
Some of it.
Did you like Westworld?
Mm-hmm.
Westworld was my shit. That's one of my top. And creator, look, that seems like
that's
like
a great. That's a, I'm glad you brought that up. Westworld, a HBO show, immersed me into that world, mm-hmm. right? Both the technology shit and the Western shit. When I watch the Star Wars shit, it's not pulling me in.
Nah, I feel you, bro.
What is Ahsoka's head? Is that supposed to be her skin, or is that a hat?
That's her hair. And there's a headdress on it, the crown. It goes in. She had it in the cartoon.
In the cartoon, that was her head.
No, it's a, she has a headdress on her
bro,
head.
Bro, when she was a child, she did not have a headdress on. Yes, she, no, she did.
I swear, you can go back and look.
I swear to God, she did.
I know you're going to get fucked up. When she was, be like, huh, it is.
When she was
it's a little thing on her head. Bro. And then as she got older, they put a different one on it. And that's the one that she's
bro,
wearing.
When she was a baby, she was born with them green things. That's her head.
Bro, that's her hair, though.
That's
it,
not
it
hair.
It changes and it gets bigger.
That's
like,
not hair.
That's her hair.
Is the Ahsoka's horn thing her hair? Nah, it's not.
It is.
Well, it looked. We go wait. You know what? You know what? It's not. It's that it looked like the grandma, the mom's wig on Wakanda. That's why.
Man, this is like. She's playing an alien. They make her look pretty damn good.
They could have did it better. They look good, but I'm saying these are my nitpicks. It didn't
really nitpicky though.
It didn't.
Can I start to talk about how the show was good? Gosh.
Didn't I say it was good?
No, not enough. Like of the especially if I compare this shit to Kenobi, it was 1,000 times better than that. And every scene, from the beginning. Have you seen the fight scenes?
Them is horn-like appendages, nigga. That is hair. No, nigga. This is a common question, but the truth is, Ahsoka doesn't have any hair.
So the
T'Kwirtha so are a hairless horns species.
They're cool horns that similarly look like hair.
Yeah.
So it's even better now. Because it doesn't
so
fucking matter.
So why it look like a hat on her? Look, now what were you saying? I'm
it
done.
It doesn't move, no, nigga.
I'm done, man.
It doesn't move.
It look like a hat.
Anyway, but it don't move, though.
I can see the crease. Go ahead.
I can see the crease. It's TV, but...
Hey, that's their fault. It's their fault for putting
you know
that
what?
Shit on
when
your HD.
I was
HD.
Watching Buffy the Vampire you know,
Slayer. Nah, check this out. Back when TV...
Back when Charmed was the shit.
Yo, back when TVs was square, nigga, and we didn't have Ultra HD
nigga,
Super 4K.
I remember when Angel was hot. I remember when Angel face, which
we could see the lines, nigga. It was because of the blur. Okay? Now that y'all put that shit in Ultra HD, nigga, you got to do better. That's y'all fault, not ours.
I
got nothing to do
with
me.
I got nothing to do with me. You know why I'm mad, bro?
Because I'm right.
No. Yes. Because you don't want to see that green screen bullshit, and they didn't give you that. They gave you a real person. They dressed her up. They made sure they did their makeup the same exact way every
look,
time
doc,
for every scene.
Look, look,
they
doc,
got the shit done
look,
well,
doc,
and you like, nah.
All I'm saying is.
It's not good enough for me.
Hey, nah.
It needs to look like she in a movie the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All 8 episodes, bro. Absolutely. She gotta.
Yep, because you're gonna put her in the movie and she ain't gonna do the same. It's gonna be like, why she look different,
bro? If X-Men ever had a Mystique, bro, you gonna be mad about it.
They did have a Mystique.
No, if they have a television show and it's live action,
she better not.
Exactly, because you gonna be mad about it.
That's gonna be like some Flash bullshit. We don't want to see
that. Paint her blue.
We don't want to see that.
We not gonna spend 16 hours trying to put makeup on this bitch. The fuck is wrong with you?
Some things
expectations are just ridiculous. Let me talk about why the show was good. Look, I can't even believe that you watched.
You didn't even let me get my point.
Did you watch
my
the
last
fight scene? Fuck your point. Did you watch the fight scene?
Yeah, I watched the whole shit. Mostly.
Some of the best lightsaber action we done had in anything. Anything.
Yeah. I guess.
I'm so hurt. This was such a good show. You're just the wrong person to do this with.
Absolutely.
You're the wrong person to do this with.
I tried, dog. I tried. And yeah.
So hurt.
But like I said, it's a hairless species.
It's horns, nigga. Your whole argument don't fucking matter because it's horns.
Hey, dude, because then why do horns look like that? But I told you, see, that's my point. My last point, my final point is, nigga, everything don't have to be shot in Ultra HD 4K Supermax. Like, nigga, shoot that shit on regular film.
Exactly the same.
Hey, if they shot it on regular film, I probably wouldn't say shit.
Honestly,
if they shot it on film and not digital, I probably wouldn't say shit. I promise you, because on film you can't see that shit. This shit just be washing out some things, rest the way the frames move.
This shit was done so well. The acting was so fucking.
The acting was good. It was a decent show.
Once again, if I could compare this shit to Kenobi, it was so much better. And that shit was disappointing.
Bruh.
That was actually underwhelming. Like that, everything you said about this show, I would say about Kenobi.
Kenobi was garbage. Like it wasn't even worth watching. I tried to watch that shit and was mad because it's like, why the fuck am I watching this?
It was really bad.
Not like, but my main criticisms are, if you're building up for a new trilogy, I don't care about this shit enough to watch.
I actually feel you on that.
To all the seasons, that's my main point.
As a fan of Star Wars, it's great for us. All but the if other you're trying shit, to get into this, or you just wanted to, like, let's say I'm going along with my family and they like Star Wars.
Right.
I'm not gonna know shit.
Right.
And this isn't gonna be a good movie for me.
And that's my main criticism. Like all the other shit is just, you know, for fun.
No, I actually feel you on that.
But it's like that. I want to see. And like I said, if Thrawn is Thanos. If this nigga's gonna be, if he
you don't know
Vader.
Him way before the movie comes out. But if you don't appear in Star Wars at all, like if you don't care for Star Wars at all, and then you go see the movie, you're definitely gonna be lost.
Who the fuck is this guy? Why do we care?
None of this shit.
And it's like, oh, you should have watched the one season of the cartoon. You should have watched. And after that, you had to watch Ahsoka for two. And it's like, come on, dog.
I ain't watching that.
So
I got a friend that likes the Star Wars like a lot, and mm-hmm. she won't watch the Clone Wars because it's like cartoons for one, and it is hella seasons of it.
The Clone Wars was
fly shit. I know, but I can't knock a person who doesn't want to watch cartoons for 7 seasons.
Absolutely,
I get it.
Hey, die, because all I'm gonna say is that's how you find out Obi-Wan a bitch.
That nigga definitely a bitch.
Like you find like that's where you get it. Like you know what I mean? You might have your questions. Or you might think he's something different. Nah, you watch that shit and be like, oh, this whole ass nigga.
He wasn't a good teacher.
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
Hey, just a terrible. Like, I have nothing
to
say,
man. Go ahead and do
what
you're doing, Anakin.
You shouldn't have done that, Anakin, but good job, though, because if you didn't,
we
would have lost.
We got through. We needed to get through. So you did what was necessary, but you shouldn't have did it like that. You shouldn't have did it anyway. But we'll talk about that next time. Next time comes up. Come on, Anakin.
Do that shit you did so we can get out of here.
We're stuck and we might die.
We need you to, you know
we
what I mean?
We need you, Anakin.
And then when they get out, you shouldn't have did it like that.
Why did you have to go so far, Anakin?
Nigga, what? Yeah,
Obi-Wan
nah.
Is a bitch. Hey, I'm with you on that. We need to transition to sports. I cannot believe you have been this negative. you drug me into that. I love Star Wars. I am hurt.
Nah, bro. I don't.
This was such a good show, dude. Like, I get it.
Nah,
but this is such a good show, dude.
I told you, I like the show. Wasn't bad. It just there's the elements of the show that I have issues with are really nitpicks. I understand that.
I like Sabine.
Yeah,
her arc was actually good because it's like, yeah, you're irritating,
but it's and it's also and also, it's the same fucking story again.
We're continuing the story. It's not the same story. It is the same story. We're continuing the story. We never stopped.
No.
You made it seem like it stopped.
It's the Skywalkers all over again. Nigga, like, it's the same shit. And that's another reason probably why I tuned out. Because when I'm like, oh, she's training Sabine, and then Sabine's disobeying her to do what she, to follow her heart or whatever the fuck, right? And then she comes back, and what does she do? That Obi-Wan shit. You shouldn't have done it, but it had to be done. Okay. Fuck out of here. And then it's like, oh, we got the new big bad, the new Darth Vader, but he a blue nigga now. Okay. Fuck out of here, y'all.
I don't like you. I don't like this whole...
Yo, so...
talk about how Dallas got their ass whooped. Yes! She drugged my fucking Ahsoka, which was great. It was great. How about them cowboys?
Huh?
Who? Who are they? Who are they really? I thought they was one of the best defenses ever.
They was getting cheated, bro.
Oh, they was getting cheated, huh?
That's all I got.
42 points to 10, and they was getting cheated.
Hey, look, dog. Look,
the niggas was getting cheated, huh?
When you get taken out the game.
Best defense ever get taken out the game.
When you get taken out the
whole game
in the second quarter, bro, you quit.
Man, that's crazy. One of the best defenses ever quit. One of the best defenses ever quit.
Hold on, when they cheat you.
When one of the best defenses ever quit, that's crazy.
Yeah, because they cheat you.
Man.
Dog, when you go in the locker room and it's like, I feel like they cheating us. And they say, hey, they are cheating
you. Let me play you a song of the world.
Yeah, look. Look. I mean, it's marketing, brother. Like, you know, it's for entertainment, so I ain't tripping. Know what I mean, it's just gonna make them show up against each other in the playoffs.
See this? You see
I ain't tripping, bro. We gonna see you first round.
This is why
it's
people
nothing.
Don't like Dallas fans.
It's nothing, bro.
They got
their
ass whooped on national television
because y'all cheated. Y'all didn't cheat.
And this is what they gonna say.
Cheated
y'all
nigga.
Cheated.
The league cheated us. They was throwing 15 yards like it was nothing. They wasn't.
That shit happened like once.
Nigga, that you know of. That you can recall, nigga. I'm sure there was some other bullshit calls in there. We know what it is.
Y'all got y'all asses
whooped. It was like anybody played the Raiders, nigga.
Bro.
What?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. Because the
penalties?
Raider games be close, and then they get cheated in the end.
Nah,
they
bro.
They don't lay down and be like, I guess it's a tough night. And say, we're going to pack it in. All right, guys.
Nah, bro.
Guess it's not our day. Fucking Dak Prescott got on the mic. Did you listen to your quarterback?
That ain't my quarterback.
That nigga said, I know I said last week that we got humbled. But this week.
He need to not talk in the mic. Shut up. Shut up, nigga. I never want to hear you talk. Don't ever say no bullshit like that. Nigga, you are not my quarterback talking like that.
He got his ass whooped.
Nigga,
they literally said, bro, we felt like we were as good as this team. We prepared like this was going to be our night. We're not scared or anything like that. We were ready for this. Blah, blah, blah. We came out ready. Things did not go our way.
Nigga, because they got cheated. That's all I'm going to keep saying. I'm going to keep saying that.
Oh,
they
yeah?
got cheated. Yep. Uh-huh. That's exactly what happened.
Man,
what?
I wish I'd looked at Stephen A. this morning. I forgot.
Fuck that nigga too.
He would have gave me the dopamine I'm looking for. That little
smile. Nah,
but
shut
this,
that shit down.
This little soaking here.
Shut that shit down. Damn, I can't even use that.
Yeah, niggas Dak was throwing interceptions.
Nah,
that nigga
look,
was weak.
Hey, I tried to say niggas was calling penalties. Niggas had the same amount of penalties.
They got their ass whooped, bro. It was really bad.
That nigga.
Because I was thinking it was going to be competitive, too.
No, you
and
know what?
And it started off competitive.
Hey, how about this? Dak is not a big game quarterback.
I don't think it's Dak.
I think it is. I think it is.
I think once it was in a hole, they was like, all right, Dak, win us this. And
No. Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think. Like we said before, because Dak's not a bad quarterback. But there's a difference between a bad quarterback or a good quarterback and a big game quarterback. Brock Purdy is fucking Tom Brady. Like, and what I mean by that is, nigga, when he was in the playoff game, he makes the right decision. No, don't put me back out there. Man, I'm not going. You're not going to hurt me more.
Yeah.
Anybody else, they'd have ran their ass back out there and, nigga, whatever happens, happens. No, bro, right decision at the right time. This nigga shows up and plays, nigga. He was Mr. Irrelevant, but he seemed to be better than all the other NFL quarterbacks. How you get drafted last, nigga, and you better than everybody else that got drafted before you?
No, but third.
And it's like, niggas evaluate quarterbacks for a living. That's their fucking job. They quarterback coaches. And they don't see how good this nigga is? Fuck out of here, bro. So
they don't like him, too.
Because he's because he's showing you that y'all niggas don't know shit. Like, hey.
Because you know how we look at
I'm changing the conversation.
But yeah. I know. Fuck Dallas. But anyway, when you look at how they talk about Purdy, it's one of those, it's funny because it's like on the commentary, they want to, you know, talk well about him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the stuff outside of the game.
You looking at the NFL lives and shit.
They don't like him.
Nah, bro, because it embarrasses everybody the same way Tom Brady did, where it's like, bro, the whole league passed on you with 32, 31 picks. The whole league. Everybody knows who you are and said no.
It wasn't 31. It's like 400 or something. How many is it?
Yeah, I don't even know what ground he was drafted in.
It's irrelevant.
But I'm saying, it was still, nigga, everybody in the league passed on you. Even the team that you on right now did not want to pay you for your skill level, even though you out there better than everybody that got drafted before you. And it's like he embarrasses the whole league every time. That's why they don't like him.
I think he's making like $80,000 a game.
Yeah, he only making $800K this year or something like that. He's not making a million. But yeah.
He's the best rookie quarterback ever. You could, like, if you were on franchise mode. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, where you set your team up and got everybody, but you slacked on your quarterback.
He's literally Tom Brady too. Like, we gonna see, but
kinda. Mm. Like,
and the story's there, bro.
Making Kyle Shanahan, that's for sure, because he needed somebody, and it wasn't working with the other guy. He was not making nobody else look good, and it looked like he was going to tear every quarterback you ever had up, and he might also be one of them. So writing his story.
Hey, well, nah, it's again Brock Purdy. Like, nigga, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not going back out.
No, like, bro, Brock, I'm not doing that. Like,
nah, buddy.
Nope. this could be yo. All right, bro. Whatever, nigga. Like, when we go
this
back,
is why
to
we have a competent backup this year.
If we go back to that game and look at Brock Purdy's face, whatever, nigga.
He definitely said it's not happening, Doc.
And they like, and everybody talking to him, he had that, nigga. All right, Doc. Whatever. Uh huh. Talk that shit. Uh-huh.
What did we say last year? I can't even remember.
Good for him. Cause nah, bro.
I have to. As a Niner fan, I had to have said, "Man, he looked like he was throwing. He was throwing fine to me." I had to have said that at least once.
I think you probably wanted him to go back, but it was still one of those. I mean, I'm always on the player side. If the nigga say he can't go, he can't go.
Especially after that Trey shit.
And that's right. Yeah. Exactly. So shout out to Brock Purdy. Cowboys is who I thought they were.
Frauds.
Nigga, they 8-8. They the 8-8 Kings, bro.
The 8-8 Kings.
We gonna go 8-8.
The best defense ever. Just don't give me. Let me hear that bullshit no more. You play a good offense, you get your ass whooped. That's a second year quarterback that carved y'all up.
Right, that's not fair. We just talked all that praise, and then you go on.
He's still a second year quarterback, and he just carved y'all up.
Really better.
The best defense.
They not the best defense.
Exactly. But that's what they wanted to say about him. So now we never going to say that no more.
Well, really. But I mean, but this is this is the thing I've learned about the Cowboys. Whenever you put them titles on them, they start
to show you they not really that.
Nah, they start doing ignorant shit with the playbook. Instead of it, like, nigga, you've been really good straight up. So You saying you're not scared, but the way you operating is you scared, bro.
Scared to lose.
Football is supposed to be, nigga, I gotta play, you gotta play. See how they go. Not, all right, they might be doing this now. No, nigga, if we the best defense, nigga, we gonna step up in this 3-2 and run at you every time.
You know what that is, though? I think that's because of the ownership.
It's the relationship from coaching to ownership. Where my job is connected to how much we win. And if I'm halfway decent every year, I'm good enough with that.
I'm good enough to not lose my job.
Yeah. And I mean. And that's, but if you don't believe in what your quarterback is doing, or not quarterback, but your coach is doing, and let's say we have a bad season, we go 6-whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then the next year would have been our year because it's like we had to get our kinks. We had to get our ducks in a row. We had to actually make a team. If you don't believe in that, being a Jerry Jones motherfucker who just, I have to have the best of everything at all times, I'm not giving a fuck about the team. I'm giving a fuck about my product. And my product is the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
We at the top of everything.
Absolutely.
Even when we not, we market ourselves mm-hmm. as if we are 8-8. So, that's what the coaches have to be. I have to be.
You have to be good enough for us to sell you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that. It's one of those things where I feel like for you to be the best defense,
but you have to play it smart though.
Well, I'm saying for you to say you're the best defense, or for you to say the best anything, you got to be able to line up with whatever play you decide and beat them niggas.
That's not gonna happen.
That no, and
too much risk involved.
But
the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. That you can't be the best if you don't have that kind of confidence in what you're doing. Like it was like, bro, back in the day when Randy Moss was on the Patriots. It's like, nigga, just go, nigga, go. Like the fuck, everybody knows what's happening. All right, everybody in this building tuned in nationwide. We know where the ball going. All right, bro. Hike. Where the ball going?
Great, bro.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's when you're the best at something.
And I didn't even like them, bro.
You don't have to, nigga. But you appreciate greatness, nigga.
Crazy, man.
So it's the same thing on defense, bro. When we come out here with R11, nigga, and we line up, whatever our set is, bro, we get into the quarterback regardless. Fuck you, niggas in the front. Y'all ain't as good as us. We the best defense out here.
See, but if this was Philly we were talking about, I would be with you. You know what I mean? If this was the Giants, I'd be with you. But it's not. It's the Dallas Cowboys. And y'all
they
can't
did some
play
shit,
with that much.
Bro, they did some shit. That's another reason why I turned the game off. The defensive line did that, like, stand around thing. So, like, one dude was on the line, and then everybody else was, like, kind of linebacker, kind of not. And the nigga still scored the touchdown. And it's like, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all, that seemed like some indecisive shit to me. Like, when y'all take it, line up.
I don't think they were ready for that game like they thought they were. I think that's really what that comes down to.
That's the coach's problem. Coach honestly, is, like, yeah. Preparation, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, but also, all right, so my conspiracy mind, I sent you the clip where it showed Kelsey and somebody else, they ran the same play in a different game, and they both scored, and it's like, huh, that play, that fucking script, huh? Like, nigga, the flea flicker to the tight end.
I think that's just a play that works. It's like Statue of Liberty, bro. The shit works.
Yeah, they
gonna do it a lot.
Nah, that was it. That was just my conspiracy. It's like, nah, it could be, but who cares, bro? What I wonder, because I'm anti a lot of shit, and I'm not really a fan of anything. Why are they, when your team win, why are you so happy? I'm not saying, but what's the,
you know, it's rigged.
Hey, now I'm saying, it's like, I used to be hella happy when the Cowboys won. And then at a certain point, it was just like, good for them. But okay.
I mean, it's cool.
Like, Monday morning, nigga, don't mean shit to me. Like, I still gotta go to work tomorrow.
Like, it doesn't matter.
It does. It's not change. It really doesn't change anything.
If you want to have that conversation, we all of it is anything that you can bet on is rigged.
I didn't want to talk about it being rigged. I was just saying from a fan point how they was trying to cheat my niggas. Brad just flexed on him, bro. He wasn't even the one that hit him. The other nigga hit him. Did some other taunting shit over there. They taunted. That nigga
still gave up.
It happens, nigga.
You know, they might have gave us a spread a little bit, but
you get tired, bro. Niggas got tired.
They wasn't ready for it.
You got to beat the spread.
There you go. But yeah, no, I don't know. Hi, I forgot. What else is up there, man?
We can talk about the NBA. We can talk about that Tiger golf thing, which was cool.
That shit was amazing. I wish that shit was out here. That was the most beautifulest mini golf shit. I'd be out there all day, bro. Like that like shit had
world
dudes.
Of mini golf.
That shit had dunes. That shit looked amazing. I might have to go to Arizona just to fuck with it.
Can other people go in it?
Yeah.
It
just for him? Oh, you thought it was just his?
I thought it was just his.
No, it's a chain. It's a mini golf chain. They opened a new one. Yeah, it's
you
coming.
You know that shit coming to
Sacramento. Yeah, no, we got that shit coming. Like, let's go.
We got land for everything, bro. They bring shit here.
That's a fact. Let's go. Tiger, get yeah, that
down
get
for
that
the
that
Super World of Mini Golf. That shit is real.
That shit looks so amazing.
So if y'all don't know, Tiger Woods set up like a Disney mini golf thing.
Hey, but they got all kinds now. Like, you know how they got Top Golf? They got like a basketball Top Golf where you can shoot 3-pointers and shit. They got that Tiger Woods mini golf thing. Like, it's gonna show up here. So I ain't gotta go nowhere.
You just shoot 3-pointers.
They got the basketball hoop. Like, you know what Top Golf is? Mm-hmm. It's like Top Golf, but it got like hoops. And you can be out there eating your wings and like shooting hoops.
Didn't know that.
Hey, but somebody said
it's kind of nasty though.
No, but it said somebody said wait until you get drunk and get crossed into a bar table. Niggas, bro, that shit would be hilarious. That and also
that's actually very funny. You know that's gonna happen,
because you know, bro,
anybody with a ball, somebody's gonna get crossed up at some point. We gonna put the ball on the ground and throw it. I don't give a fuck.
Bro, it's like, fucked up.
But even when they tell you, "Hey, don't do that. Just shoot it." Hey, man. As soon as you turn around, that's gonna happen.
What's funny is we've all seen somebody get crossed and like fall into some shit. They'd be like, "Ooh." Like that was not supposed to happen. Like
that's hilarious. Fuck.
Niggas done broke windows. Like crossing somebody going out the back door. Nigga.
Going out the back door.
It's like you play too much.
You do. This is as kids though, this is what happens when you can't touch me. And then that nigga hit something hella hard, like you said. Or end up in a bush. And this man got scrapes and shit all down his leg. What happened to him? Oh, ma. Let me tell you.
I just hit him like this. And he fell like, ah.
Gave him the stick. All right, anyway. Nigga.
Oh, bro.
So,
NBA
preseason.
That shit came around fast.
Very fast. But I love it. We love it. We love basketball here. It's a basketball podcast. Kind of is.
Halfway.
Lightweight.
Somebody care and I just talk shit.
It has to be.
So, I don't know. I haven't paid. I mean, what is it? Chris Paul got his first game in the Warriors.
Yeah. Did you tune in? Did you watch that?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, was everybody out there or was it
Draymond
just
Draymond's going to be out for some weeks, I think.
Michelin man.
I think he turned his ankle. Yeah.
All right, dog. Look.
And he turned his ankle in practice and they were like, yeah, we just going to sit you out before we even start.
I got to talk to the camera on this one. Look, dog. I've been calling you Michelin man because when you go to the bench, you just be iced up, right? And then you turn your ankle. We've all turned an ankle. We've all turned an ankle. It'll take 6 weeks to come back from a turned ankle, old nigga.
Oh, shit.
So, if it's going to be 6 weeks.
It ain't 6 weeks. It's like three. It might be like 6 weeks.
If it's going to be. That's crazy. If you 6 weeks on the turned ankle, my nigga, right, just give it up. Go to TNT. They just paid that nigga
$100 million, bro.
Yeah. Go on injury reserve for the year.
Four more years, bro. Four more years. Remember all that shit I was talking?
Hey, that's a great finesse,
you
could
pop
bro.
In these clips up, too. All this shit I've been talking, and this is what the team did. They doubled down on all the old
Hey, it's hella funny, because the clips is old, but they coming back, so shit just shows up.
I think they're going to be all right, but, you Bruh. Know? Looking at it last year, I was like, I wasn't fucking with Clay. Did you see Clay?
Nah.
2 for 8. It's only not, person to look bad.
It's not game six.
Only person to look bad. But it was, hey, it's preseason, you know.
He's still resting. He took a break, bruh. He took a break.
Just out here shooting. He took a break. Trying to get in the rhythm.
He just took a break. He took a real break, bruh. He came back too fast off the injury. He had to cool it, bruh. He just been chilling, swimming.
Nah, bro. He been practicing this year. Last year, he was chilling. Swimming and not practicing and came in out of shape and whack.
This year he been practicing
because we all talked shit about you for being trash last year, looking like you shouldn't even be a starter out there in the playoffs. Because he really shouldn't have started in the playoffs. He was that bad.
But who was gonna start over?
That's the point. You can't be that fucking bad. You literally just can't be that bad, but you were. So this, and I was talking about, bro, we need to trade this nigga off the team. Uh-huh. One of these old dudes, him or Draymond, needed to be traded. Double down on both of them. So we're going to.
Doug, well, okay, so with that, all right, so I'll give y'all get to the finals, right? Like in a world.
In a world.
Where these Warriors.
Hypothetically.
Make it to the finals. Y'all not beating the Celtics. Not zero, no chance. I don't give a fuck how smart Draymond is. I don't care. Jaylen Brown can't go left.
We can win, bro.
Y'all not beating them, bro. Y'all not beating them niggas,
bro.
Y'all
have no. You don't even know about Jonathan Kaminga, bro.
Y'all have no answer.
Y'all got shut down by Wiggins.
Hey,
my
wait,
nigga.
Wait.
Y'all don't even know about Jonathan Kaminga.
Y'all have no answer for Kristaps.
Draymond.
Nigga that turned his ankle and gonna be gone for a month and a half.
Yes, Draymond. Because the issue
Michelin
with
man.
No, literally. Let me talk. The issue with the Warriors and the Celtics that we actually had in the playoffs when we played them was Robert Williams. He was the issue, and when he was on the floor, we had problems. And when we got him off the floor, we had a great time. They traded him off the team.
For Kristaps Porzingis.
An
nigga.
Offensive player, not a defensive player.
Nigga, Kristaps Porzingis.
An offensive player, not a defensive player.
Are you sure about that?
He's okay on defense.
Nigga, he's okay. No. See, that's the thing. I feel like they've been playing him out of position this whole fucking time. Now that
he
it's
about to be, it's nigga, about to be it.
Nigga.
It's about to be it.
Nigga.
Your world gonna be shaking up. Nigga. Boy. Your world gonna be shaking up.
Nigga.
It ain't even gonna be the Warriors. It might be somebody else, if that's what you're thinking. Because I believe in this team, but not in that way.
Bruh.
I don't think they're going to be the defensive stalwarts.
I don't expect them to be defensive stalwarts.
I just think it'll be a great all-around team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you can outrun them. Especially if they're
too old to outrun people now. Nigga. I don't think that's... But wait. I don't think that's how they're going to win.
Who are we talking about?
The Warriors. I don't think that's how they win games at all anymore.
No, it's not. But I'm saying when you go matchup for matchup, right? And the Celtics, like you said, when y'all matched up against them, y'all had a problem with dude on the defensive end. Now they have a big man on the offensive end that they can actually run a two-man game with. And they have other people. They also filled out the floor.
Yeah, they got a better point guard.
They got
a much better point guard. Like they can actually run that team well.
They filled out the floor.
I was just trying to make the case. I was just trying to make the case.
I was just giving it up for the second.
I ain't going to sit here and be like, yeah, they're going to whoop our ass.
I'm just making the case for the Celtics against everybody, really.
Honestly, yeah.
Because it's like,
let me stop talking about the Warriors.
Yeah,
I believe in this Celtics team. This really might be their year. I think that this could be the one.
I think
because the one in the East, the Bucks.
Yeah,
are they going to beat them?
No.
Is Giannis the one that can shut Kristaps down?
Even if he can't, who they got for Jaylen Brown and the other bruh, Tatum? Who's they got? Like that's
you trained your point guard, bro.
That's the wildest.
And we decided to get him. You fucked up,
duh.
You know you done fucked up.
You know them puzzles that you gotta like slide the pieces the right way to get there. I feel like the Celtics was like.
Oh, hell yeah. As soon as that move became available, it was like a chess move where it was like, you just fucked up and you didn't even know it.
Right.
The game is over.
Duh. Because you have Tatum and Jaylen Brown, right? That's a solid 1-2 punch, mm-hmm. right? What they
Chris Stapps being on the back end is cool. That's why I say, if we're talking about that, I think he's good for the team.
No, Chris Stapps.
But what's his name?
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday is a major upgrade.
I agree.
From market.
No, well, I agree, but I'm saying, and what I mean with Kristaps is when he was with, he went off, I think, with the Knicks. I think that was where he started, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was going crazy, and then when he went to
Dallas,
they kind of changed his position.
It was bullshit how they used him.
Right? It felt like he wasn't in the right position. Mm-hmm. Now where he's at, bro, they already got the guards covered. They don't need him to be that 7-foot guard on the wing. He can do it. We know he could do it. That's great that he could do it, right? But we don't need you to do that. We need you to be 7 feet doing what you do. And what I saw in the preseason, granted only preseason, is like, yes, two-man game, and you got them other niggas that could do mid-range and shoot three.
They can't. Oh, they're going to be nice, bro. Celtics, this should be the Celtics year.
It should
be. I don't
know
who else, but this should be their year. I do not believe in the Bucks.
No.
I think it might be cool to look at.
It'll be fun to watch, but like I was saying before, bro, what else do they have? It's like, cool, you got Giannis, you got Dame, you got Middleton. Okay. It's not
Connaughton's like, okay.
It's not that y'all, it's not that
they got a team, and it's like, it's nothing to say, I believe in this because, I'm giving a lot of faith to this. I'm not giving a lot of faith to
it. It's not that they
sure it could happen.
Yeah.
It's but I'm not putting my chips in that bucket.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's like, it's not that they whack. It's like, I think I told you before.
That's
it's
not
like,
the safe bet.
It's like when I was playing in high school and when we was the champions of the league, right? Mm-hmm. Then we go down to Modesto and play these big, the Modesto Christian down there. And it's like, we the champions in our league.
In your league. Your
league. We played them niggas and got embarrassed. And it was like, you know what?
Maybe we need to
work.
Talk about
maybe we should work on some things. Yeah, don't tell nobody that. That's not how we want to be announced. But yeah, that's.
Champions is like, don't say that.
So that's kind of what it seems like. It's like, yeah, y'all cool where y'all at, but when y'all get to where it gonna matter, that we gonna see. Hey, that's it. Like, it's not, again, you're not bad, but you're not them.
Yeah.
That's it.
It means a lot, though.
Huh?
It means a lot.
Right.
But that's how I look at the East. I don't even consider the Philly and...
nobody else is really a contender.
Or Miami. I think Miami's facade is completely over with.
I think if Miami needed to change something, and I don't...
They let Gabe go, too. They lost pieces. They went backwards.
Yeah, and they didn't gain anything. And that's what that's it.
I'm not believing in that. Damn sure not believing in Philly. Who else is in the East?
Nigga, the Wizards.
So this is a two-team race in the East. It's like, it's not Brooklyn, it's not the New York, it's not Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn does have a team, don't they?
Yeah, Cleveland's not good enough either. I don't believe in them either. Fuck out of here. They are not going to beat one of these two teams we just talked about.
Okay. In that context, I hear what you're saying.
They're not good enough. They're not there yet. They're like Utah. You know how Utah was always kind of good?
They're not. It's like they're fun to watch, but they're not championship material yet.
They might make some good games in the regular season. Mm-hmm. They'd be really cool to watch. That's really nice. Bay City.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree. Is there anything else up there? Hey, dog, why do you, why, so you need to explain to me why you have subtitles on.
Everything?
Yes.
It helps me follow along. I like.
Does it have a bouncing ball too?
I didn't even know that was a thing. Is that really a thing? Were you just saying that, or is that really a thing?
I'm just saying that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a thing. Like, because I remember that in the Disney ones when I was growing up, where you the sing-alongs. Okay, but anyway.
Never mind. I know why now. Niggas grew up with the sing-alongs, and that's all they ever watched, and they wondered why the regular TV don't have subtitles.
Somebody said that shit for real?
What?
They needed a ball? A bouncing ball? Somebody said
that? No. I'm saying... they grew up with that shit, and all they did was watch the Disney movies. Then when they was watching TV, they was wondering how come the words wasn't on the screen. And then that's why 51% of America uses subtitles.
Oh my God.
Because of Disney sing-along.
It's way simple. It helps you follow along. Audio is shit, okay? You don't get everything that they say accurately.
I mean, I think that's just your ears, though.
No, it is not. I have read enough dialogue through everything that we watch to know there's so many times that I just don't hear that part of what they said in that sentence because it doesn't come out well enough.
I think it's an ear problem.
No, it's not. That's a speaking problem.
I mean,
that's a dialogue problem. That's real life.
When the last time you got your ears checked?
Nigga.
Like, you ever been in that little bubble thing where it's like...
Yes, I actually have.
When the last time, though?
I was in Sacramento, all right? I was an adult, so that matters.
Hey, bro, you might have damaged your eardrums or something. Now you might need to check it again.
I was an adult, okay?
Hey, nah, because some of you cats can't hear.
I'm fucking done with you. Stop. It's simple. It helps follow along. Dialogue is shit. Especially when action scenes or music comes in, the audio goes up and down. It's just irritating to deal with. It makes it very easy to follow along when you have subtitles. I know everything. Okay? There's never a part of the show that I'm like, oh, when did that happen? I didn't catch that part. Nope, I caught that shit because I read it.
So if we ask that 51% that watch TV with subtitles, do they read books? What's the answer?
Probably not. I don't think most people read books, bro. I think that's like a thing of the past. Like, niggas don't go in libraries, dude. People go in libraries they have to go in libraries.
Have you been to a library?
Yes. People go to libraries when they have to go to libraries. What, nigga, what, are you listening to what I'm saying right now?
Yeah, they gotta be.
When they have to go to libraries. If niggas was in libraries like that, then bitches would be packed. It's free books, bro.
I mean, but you can order your books online and just go pick them up.
Well, all these subscriptions, niggas can't get off TikTok and Instagram. You talking about reading a book?
Now what's funny is that the same stats go for fucking short form videos with subtitles, and it's like, yo, do y'all need all of y'all senses? Like,
it helps you pay attention.
But that, I guess for me,
I don't understand what the problem with subtitles is.
And no, I just be fucking with you. I just be fucking with you with subtitles. But no, it's really like the helps you pay attention thing is it's like, if you don't want to pay attention, then don't. Like,
watch it.
That's kind of the point I'm getting to, because it's like, it's not good enough to hold your attention or for you to care.
Nah, see.
See, look, no, look.
You're missing me, bro. Look. I wouldn't even be doing this if I didn't start with anime. Anime is why I watch subtitles. And because I like the way it is in anime, I've watched so much of it.
Okay, look,
I watch everything in subtitles
so
now.
So that's a better explanation.
It still helps me follow along. I know everything that's happening.
Subtitles on anime make sense because they're not in English. But I understand how it helps you just put subtitles on everything. I get it. I'm still hating, but I get it.
I can see that. But you never have reasons to hate, and you still find reasons to hate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Superpower.
Skip Bayless out here.
When real life, nigga, real shit to complain about. Like, it's real facts. Huh?
I think that is it, too. Other than, unless you want to talk about my actual words or my Niners more, because you know we're about to be dope. You know we're about to be dope, right?
No, you're not.
We're about to be dope.
You're about to get embarrassed, bro.
We're about to get to this.
We're
going to at least make it to the Western Conference Finals.
We're
going to
have so many clips of Steph shaking his head, chewing on his fucking mouth guard.
We're going to get to the Western Conference Finals this year.
Yo, you think Klay going to make him throw it this year?
Might have to trade Klay.
Yeah, y'all making it to the Western Conference.
Honestly, don't know if
y'all making it to the Western
hate.
Conference fucking play-in.
Maybe, I don't know if nigga. I can get off my Klay hate. I really don't. I need to see him be consistent for a long period of time, and not like, you know what I mean, where it's like, oh, I had a couple good games.
But he gonna be streaky at best.
I'm sick of him being streaky.
He's streaky at best, bro.
Like, I don't care if you hit 300 threes, bro. If you streaky the whole year, don't. Don't hit 300 threes. Just get him shots to somebody else.
Yeah, no, because I think I think Klay Thompson is how we were saying in the last episode. Drake, Kendrick, and them is the last of their kind. I would say Klay is like an old school NBA player when you look at like how long his career is, and it's like, yeah, that he has the trajectory of a traditional NBA star. He came in, did his thing, had his few years that he was really great, and now he what, year 10 and 11, 12? Wow. Like, right, he 12 years in, bro, and he's on the back end. And it's not like, he not on the LeBron back end where he's still putting up, doing the same shit he was doing year one. No, nigga, you on the back end like it's time to go back in. You and Draymond.
Time to go. I put a 300 threes, nigga.
Yeah.
300 threes.
And what are we here for? Championships or your 300 threes?
That's where you like saying something. Because like I said, get him shots of somebody
you
else.
The one he the one throwing up the phone, bro. So again,
I don't wanna see that. Now, Klay actually came out and was like, yo, that shit wasn't cool. I shouldn't have been doing that shit. It's just when you're frustrated and you know you should be doing better. He was busting my ass. like, Klay was real life honest.
No, that's fair, but it's still, what are we here for, nigga? Are we here for your personal accolades or are we here to win championships?
This hopefully is the year that he finally takes that understanding where it's like, I can take less shots and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's because he's Klay Thompson, he's never needed to take less shots.
But that, like I was saying, though, her traditional trajectory is that you about that slow down period where you need to change your game to continue.
Yeah. And
like what you was doing.
It seemed like he was trying last year, but his changing of his game was like turning around, that little turnaround push shot that he was doing, and it wasn't effective. That wasn't good. And it seemed like something you was hitting in your earlier career. So the fact that you weren't hitting it last year was either a conditioning problem or you're just getting old and you ain't got it no more.
Hey, bro, a slight lower jump, bro.
Literally, the only alarming thing about that preseason game was the fact that he went 2 for 8. Like, it's just preseason and all, but, you know, it is something to look at.
And it's something we've been talking about for a year now.
Yeah. You can't look trash, Mo. You can't be that good and look trash. And this is your contract year, too. So it's like, I didn't want to give Draymond nothing, bro. Somebody got to go.
Somebody gotta go.
Kuminga's coming, dog. Moody's dope. They didn't trade them. They traded all the other young cats.
It's the same. It's funny how it's the same. It's literally the same argument in basketball as it is in rap, where it's like it's a changing of the guard, but there's nobody at the door like, nigga, it's my turn now.
Pushing it.
Like, nobody.
I mean, Jordan Poole was, but he got punched in the face. So, then he had to take his step back.
That is a perfect analogy. As, hey, now you got some cats that's trying to knock on the door, and that's how you treat them.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly how they 100%. Get treated. They try to take the steps.
This is reinvigorating my hate for what happened last year.
All right, we don't need to do that.
Like, I want to go into this year and not look at Klay like he's going to be trash. So let's just see, because this is just preseason.
And it's only one game. You know, that's the first game of preseason.
It doesn't even matter. All four games, it could be trash in preseason. It's just preseason.
You know? But when them fucking regular season games is going and this nigga, if he chucking up trash, bro, this ain't gonna be the year. I say, oh, it's just Clay. You'll turn it around. The fuck out of here. Nigga, trash in the playoffs. He gonna be trashed in the regular season. He's trashed. That's who you are now. You better not be trashed. I'm ready to throw you to the wolves.
Was ready. Like, been ready. All right.
What kind of Warrior fan am I?
harsh one. Like, how are you a fan? Like, hey, nah, but it's the same shit I had said about Drake in the last episode, nigga. For me to hate you, you gotta be great. Like, I can't hate you if you trash.
Literally, like, 37 points in a quarter, cut. Like, nigga, you out here going two for six and shit, 2 for 8.
Like, I'm mad about that, nigga. I need that 37. At least give me dub, fuck. Like, give me some, dog.
Couldn't get 10 out of you in the quarter.
Give me some, dog.
He did give us 10, actually. Just very inefficiently.
See? He like, I want that greatness back. I need that old thing back.
I can't get that weak shit, bro. I can't knock that weak shit. I ain't with it. I ain't with it. 303. He was whack last year, bro.
Them 303s at what cost? Like, all right, y'all.
I can't go into the year like this.
Again.
What are you doing to me?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm exiting the show. I'm not. What? I just bring the truth to the surface.
Get back into my zen.
You the one that watched the game. I didn't even know you.
This nigga fucked up my whole Ahsoka tape. I couldn't even get him off. I was just distraught. It's like, ugh. Did you watch Gen V?
No.
It's good.
Now you know what I did watch, though? The cartoon shit.
For the fucking Diabolical?
That shit wild.
I didn't even see it.
That shit.
It's dope. Bruh.
That shit is one of the most graphicest, wildest.
I can believe it. Because the show is like that, and that's what turned me off for the first one. It was too grotesque for me.
That shit ill as hell.
Just a little bit.
That shit crazy.
Jim V's better, though. I can say that. From what I've seen so far, I like the storytelling of it better.
Okay.
A lot better.
Yeah, I was about to click on it, but I didn't.
It's better than The Boys.
I never watched The Boys.
And The Black Chick's dope, which is also a plus. Always a plus.
Okay. Yeah. Not going to say I'm going to watch it, though.
Okay. Let it come all the way out and see what happens.
Right. Let me watch. I ain't tuned into my niggas to tell me the secrets.
Rings of Power was not bad.
What is Rings
Remember
of
I
Power?
Trashed that shit? The Lord of the Rings show.
Oh, okay.
So the first 4 episodes were so bad. It made you feel like there was no reason to go back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I re-looked at stuff, said, should I check this out?
Should I check the comments?
Is it worth watching? So then people said, yeah. So I looked at the recaps, the 2-minute recaps of the first 4 episodes and went back in. The 5th episode was it pulled you in better. It was good. But the 6th episode was fire. 7th episode was fire. And the 8th episode was fire. That shit was good. That shit was really good. I'm actually waiting for the 2nd season. It should be better.
That's cool.
If they don't have pacing fucking issues.
I will never watch that.
You don't like what Lord of the Rings either, nigga? You don't like none of this fantasy dope shit that I'll be watching, huh? How are we friends? How did this happen?
Capitalism, nigga.
That's fucking real. That's fucking real. Niggas needed money at the same place at the same time.
Hey, you seem cool. Yep. You do too. All right, now. Let's see what's up. Cause I'm not a Lord of the Rings dude. You see how I feel shit on Star Wars?
Yeah.
For years I just shat on it and didn't watch it. Now I watch it and I shit on it. Like
you became a traditional Star Wars fan though. That's all they do is shit on it.
But that's the thing, though. I don't really shit on things I actually like.
I
keep those.
I know. That's why I don't. I can't give you the same vitriol I give them.
Because they make it bad to actually watch. Like, niggas won't watch the shit. If you went to somebody and they asked about Ahsoka, you're not about to get shit on it like you just did for the show.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I do that for entertainment value. but I tell you to just, I like, it wasn't for me, but you should check it out. Like, I give you that. I give you, you should look at it on your own. Like, it has some cool shit, but it wasn't for me.
Best lightsaber fights we have had in any. And they had hell of them, too. They had a hell of fights.
Bro, they brought my nigga back. That's the other thing, bro. Niggas just need to stay dead. I swear to God.
Ezra, you wanted him dead, bro?
Him and fucking Darth Vader, nigga. Both of you.
Darth Vader is dead.
But that nigga came back in the show.
He's dead, though.
He's a Force ghost, nigga, I know.
He ain't even a Force ghost. I think he's stuck in the in-between as a ghost.
He's in the shit that basically in that black pyramid thing that I was talking about from the cartoon.
Yeah,
that I was like, nigga, this you don't episode. Know about
no,
this
I
shit?
Forgot about it. And I was like, oh yeah, you talking about memory.
Like, nigga, you don't know about
the father,
shit?
The son, and the daughter.
Like, nigga, he one of them.
Yeah,
they said you one of us, nigga. He like, nah, I don't want to. And brought her back, like, nigga, all right, bruh. You can have me
that
later.
That was a dope episode, too.
That shit was ill.
Yeah, that nigga that changed and went back. You're good. Train you up now. Go knock him dead. Get him around, too. I fucks with cuz, bro. Everybody liked Anakin, too, which was hilarious because I remember everybody hating him when I grew up.
Bro, because his acting is terrible.
You end up liking the guy anyway.
Is bro could actually like he was in like an action movie or something? It's like, oh, he can actually act. Like, yeah, he actually can show emotion in his face and shit. Like, why did they fuck him over in Star Wars and act like he can't do shit? Had him stiff as
directors.
Fuck.
Directors,
bro, they had him stiff
Your
as
directors
fuck.
Directors matter.
His face had no emotion. It was like that nigga was Clayface. The whole time this nigga got tears running
Wait,
down
who's,
and shit.
Who's the girl that plays Padme? I always forget
Anna Paquin.
Bruh, she is bad as shit. Yes. Just want to throw that out there. But anyway.
like you don't have there's no qualms in that. I agree. Totally. 100%.
You know how you a kid and it's like, yo, she the finest woman ever because you know the, she in the thing that you watch.
That's the chick that's in Love and Thunder.
Is she? Oh, yeah. It's her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She been fly. All right, now, we ain't talking about shit. It's time to go. I'm El Uno.
Trey B. the Wonder.
Yo, this has been the Straight Dope Show. I hope you watched on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. And we'll check you next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.